In the past 24 hours, there has been one more COVID-19 death in Papua New Guinea, bringing the country's total number of deaths to 3. The man was 62 years old and had an underlying medical condition. There's been 10 new confirmed cases, including the deceased man, bringing the total number of cases in the country to 163. While the majority of cases being reported are still within the PNG capital, COVID-19 has now affected 7 out of the 22 PNG provinces. The massive copper and gold Okteti mine in Western Province has been shut down for at least 14 days after 7 cases were confirmed there. The company says the original source of transmission was a person who flew from the capital Port Moresby to the town of Kyunga last Friday on a commercial airline, raising questions over whether the government moved quickly enough to stop domestic travel. Okteti estimates the 14-day shutdown alone will cost it in excess of 100 million kina. But it's not all been bad news. What you're hearing there are the sounds of a plane carrying 44 cubic metres of essential medical supplies. We're talking protective masks, suits and gloves, thermometers and even ventilators as it touched down in Port Moresby yesterday. Australia's High Commissioner John Phillip was on the tarmac as part of the official delegation welcoming the goods.
Australia is very pleased that we're able to support with $3 million the establishment of Pacific Air Services to be able to bring equipment to all the Pacific Island PIF nations.
As you can see, it's a joint operation between Australia, WHO and UNICEF, the European Union and everything. As our numbers are rising, as we've always said, everyone has to be aware, not to be complacent.
That was Australia's High Commissioner John Phillip, as well as PNG's Health Minister Jelta Wong there. Now, there are many people who are considered to be vulnerable in the coronavirus pandemic, but there's particular concern about people living with disabilities, with PNG advocates saying they're being left behind or even forgotten in the messaging and restrictions. Reporter Jordan Fennell has more.
In a recent update on coronavirus statistics, Papua New Guinea's Acting Health Secretary Dr. Paisan Dakulala held a televised press conference.
This case was tested using what we call the gene expert testing, and the result was received after lunch today.
In the video, Mr. Dakulala is wearing a mask which hides his mouth, and there is no sign language interpreter. Face masks are, of course, mandatory in the PNG capital now, but for disability advocate Ipul Powaso, it posed a problem.
I was just wondering how are, you know, the hard of hearing and, you know, deaf people able to understand what's being said.
She says there's a lack of information around coronavirus that's easy for disabled people in PNG to access. Here in Australia, for example, COVID-19 press conferences have people doing sign language at the same time. Ipul Powaso, who's currently in Melbourne, says that would be an easy change to make in PNG.
This is very important, and at this unprecedented time, you know, the information needs to go out to, you know, the diverse group of people.
Meanwhile, Ross Tito, who heads up the PNG Assembly of Disabled Peoples, says it's not clear how the various coronavirus restrictions should be adapted for people with disabilities.
For instance, a wheelchair person, you know, who need the help of another person. So if you are practicing social distancing of 1 meter, that would not work. You know, let alone a blind person who relies on a human person for a guide. And let alone a person who's got no elbow trying to cough into an elbow, you know. Those are real challenges. Life challenges that we are faced with on the ground.
PNG's emergency measures do allow people with disabilities an exemption from wearing a mask, but not for any other COVID-19 restriction. It's these kinds of issues that were raised in a new report from Papua New Guinea's National Research Institute. Report author Sarah Kaut Nosamgom investigated the potential impacts COVID-19 could be having on people with disabilities in PNG.
With the pandemic, they are among the most vulnerable people in the society, and they can easily contract COVID-19.
Her report outlines 3 key issues: accessibility to information, food security, and underlying health issues. She says it's important the authorities remember there are a wide range of people with disabilities they need to cater for when delivering COVID-19 messages.
They have different impairments such as vision and hearing. It is extremely important to have appropriate formats such as Braille, sign language interpretation, and the displaying of text on screen for televised awareness programs and announcements in place.
She says despite the PNG government introducing a national policy on disability 5 years ago, the voices of disabled people are still very rarely heard or their views considered. An Australian-funded research project in 2015 estimated that just 2% of PNG's peoples with disabilities receive government services. Sarah Kaut Nossamgom says she'd like to see the PNG government partner with different disabled groups around the country to better understand their perspective.
It is vital to ensure that the COVID-19 preparedness plans and decision-making be bias-free and non-discriminating to persons with disabilities.
Ross Tito from the PNG Assembly of Disabled Peoples agrees.
Unmasking the protocols and ensuring that assistance is provided to ensure inclusion and better proper key messages are being developed to include persons with disabilities so that they can be helped wherever they are on the ground here in PNG.
As the country scrambles to protect itself from the virus, Ipul Powaso says hopefully this pandemic will shine a light on the needs of disabled people in the country.
Out of this disaster, we can actually relook at the way we reach out to people with disabilities, and maybe there is a hope for us to use technology to reach out.
That was Ipo Powaso ending that report from Jordan Fennell. And Pacific Beat has reached out to the PNG government about this issue, but has not yet received a response. Again, a reminder, if you are in PNG and you're experiencing any flu-like illnesses, that might be a fever, a cough, a sore throat, body aches, or you're finding it difficult to breathe, then you can call the toll-free COVID hotline. The number is 1-800-200. That's 1-800-200.